Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
First wrote my bucket list, and I put it out there on my blog, and since I put it on podcasts in different places, and every year on my birthday, September 17th, I try to share it. I look it over, see if there's any changes I would make to it, and there rarely is. Now this year there was one big change to a bucket list, and that is for the first time in over 35 years, I became an empty nester. My children were all grown. Now, becoming an empty nester wasn't on my bucket list, but raising my children to have families of their own, to love God, to love people, to do all those things that are really, really important to me, I wanted to be important to them. And I feel like, well, I finally accomplished that. Even if it meant a empty and somewhat quiet nest. The original bucket list? Well, here it is. I turned 66 years old today. I thought early this morning, what if this is my last birthday? What if 66 is all I ever have? Throughout the day, I pondered over a bucket list. There wasn't much pondering. You see, I've never had a bucket list. So the task 13 years ago now, was to create a bucket list. And I scratched my head and put teeth marks in a proverbial pencil as I mused over what would be number one on my list. Minutes and then hours passed with nothing rising to the surface. So I changed strategies. I thought about the things I've already accomplished or been blessed with, things that may have been on a bucket list if I hadn't already experienced them. Family comes first to mind. I was born into the most incredible family. 66 years ago. I still see my sisters every week. We still talk and hug and we laugh and we cry together. And we're growing old together. A couple of years ago, Mom went home to be with our Lord. I miss seeing her. But when I'm with my sisters, it's like Mom is right there urging us on. I've lived in the great Northwest, the South Pacific, the East Coast, and the great state of Texas. I fished for rainbows in the Russian River and went snorkeling along the coral reef. I've left my footprints in the sands of Hawaii's North Shore and boot prints in the frozen snow of Alaska's North Pole. I had hair past my shoulders and was called a hippie. Well, I may have returned to that a little bit. It's just not as thick. I've served my country and been called a U.S. Marine, jarhead, leatherneck. I went to school with Mark Twain and Thomas Edison and tasted college for a short while. I've read Tolstoy, Dickens, Stephen King, and the Bible. I've eaten at the Ritz-Carlton and Taco Bell, both on the same day. I've had money in the bank, and I've sold Coke bottles to scrape up enough money to buy a pack of smokes. I've had cancer, chemo, and misery. I've had remission, reoccurrence, and rejoicing that I'm still alive. I've been high and I've been low, and so low that all I could see was the bottom. I've run marathons and I've crawled across the cold floor on hands and knees, unable to stand because of pain. I've gone from a 34 waist to a 38 waist and back to a 34 waist, and it's okay if you applaud right there. My favorite teams have won the Super Bowl, the Stanley Cup, and the World Series. I've watched a perfect game, and I've caught a foul ball. I've listened to Vivaldi, Miles Davis, and ZZ Top, all in the same afternoon. I've tasted Opus One in the Napa Valley, and I drank a Lone Star beer with Willie Nelson and Mickey Gilley while sitting in a bar called the Recovery Room. I've seen every episode of Seinfeld at least 3 times. I published a novel, a short story, and have tucked away in the back of my imagination the great American novel. I've fallen in love and out of love. I made love on the beach and on a mountaintop. I've had 2 wives, 2 ex-wives, and 6 children, maximizing the limit on both of those. I was with my 4 children when they took their first breath. I was with my father when he took his last. I've done everything that I want to do. Almost. At the end of the day, my bucket list had only 1 thing written on it. You. You see, I figure if you're hearing or reading these words, and well, you probably know me, or we met somewhere along the way. And I don't know if I ever told you the story about a man named Jesus. You see, he's the reason I made it to 66. I know without him, well, I wouldn't be here today. So I wrote 1 more thing down on my bucket list. That was to tell somebody about Jesus. And I think that someone it might be you. You see, God loves you and me so much. He has from the very beginning of time. God knows everything from the beginning to the end. Everything and every day and everything that's happened in between and everybody's name. He knows my name. He knows your name. Don't ask me how he does all that. He's God. God knew that we would never love him as much as he loves us. He knew until we loved him as he loves us, we'd be separated forever. But we can't love like that, you see. Because we love our sin. We're locked into it. So God, because of his love, he sent his son down from the heavens, down to earth. And he walked among us, and we called him Jesus, teacher, king, Messiah. And then we killed him. And when he died, he took all of your sins. All of your sins. And he took all of my sins. And from a wooden cross on a hill called Calvary, he paid that cost in full. He looked up at God. He said, "It's finished. The price has been paid. The price for our admission into a life of eternity with a God who loves us so much." And he did it all for you, and he did it for me. He unhooked us from sin. And then, this is incredible, he told us, "All you have to do is believe. Leave the rest up to me. It's finished." You know, if you were the only one in the entire world, he wouldn't have changed a thing. He would have carried that cross. He would have died for you. Well, do you believe? I hope so. Give it a chance. Give him a chance. Put it on your own bucket list. Well, thanks for listening to me. Thank you for helping me finish.